is the Chris Abraham Show.
Hey there, this is the Chris Abraham Show, Season 6, Episode 23. My name is Christopher James Abraham. When I was a kid, way before I didn't get my law degree, I would always put Chris Abraham Esquire, Chris Abraham, ESQ, as a way of messing with mailing lists. Like, as a 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18-year-old. It was really funny. So there might be some disinfo in the world that I was, hey, a 12-year-old JD. Today's episode is sort of an update to all y'all, you 14 beautiful people. I made a joke yesterday. I said the 14 people that listen to the Chris Abraham Show are Mossad, NSA, CIA, FBI, ATF, Secret Service, and I said NSA, right? The State Department, MI6, MI5, and that sort of thing. So it's exactly 14 intelligence organizations are my weekly or daily listeners that show up on my between 9 and 14 listens on every episode. So thank you very much, Five Eyes. Thank you very much, intelligence community. Shalom, my friends in Israel. I hope you hear that I am, in fact, a Zionist. And assalamu alaikum to my brothers in the Arab world. Oh, and also to the German intelligence services, since I lived in Berlin. And obviously, GRU and whatever the KGB became, is that the GRU? I don't know. Nastrovia to the Russian handlers who don't pay me to not dunk on Putin 24/7. I know that you guys are pretty much just doing your own thing, worshiping your own Christ, following your own morals, having your own culture, and defending your own, I hate ethnicity. I think ethnicity is bullshit, but defending your own, your own ethnic people. So, anyway, I wanted to let all of my handlers and my OSINT listeners, because that's the only way I can explain it. 14 listeners, basically 7 to 9 listeners per episode. So in fact, maybe Media Matters listens, maybe ADL, who knows? Maybe they just get a report, a memo from ADL operators and analysts. Maybe Langley sends out updates on these terrible, terrible, oh my God, they're all the worst podcast. Yikes. I honestly think that at some point the AI behind ChatGPT is going to fire me as a client, as a paying client, because and also Microsoft Word, they're both going to fire me as a client because they're so appalled by the garbage transcripts that I give them to work with. I'm seeing a first generation CRV. I really love the very first generation RAV4, oh my God, it's like a first-generation RAV4. I must have a first-generation RAV4. It's so Tinker Toy. It's so tiny. Oh my God, I must have one. That is going to be my gift to myself. All right, so now that I've basically alienated you, I went to the doctor yesterday, and it was a scheduled appointment with Dr. Lux, and he is my cardiologist, and he's a rock star. He comes in, he's this super hyper fit, but petite man, and he's handsome, and he's funny, and he always looks a little bit sporty and comfortable. you know, with fleece jackets that say cardiologist, surgeon, like, you know, stitched instead of a white lab coat, they're like basically Land's End fleeces or REI fleeces with customization. And he comes in with, I think they were turtle shell frames, but with bright yellow lenses because, like, he cares about blue light. And everything he cares about, he shares with me, and I love him for it because he is super holistic Western doctor. And we have the best rapport. And he spends, like, a million minutes with me every time we hang out. Like, every time after his assistant weighs me, and I was 305 pounds instead of 295, but y'all know that I've been struggling a little bit ever since September and trying to keep a plateau, and I've only been as low as 295, so in fact, I'm still within 10 pounds of where I was, so I don't consider that too bad. If you were a 12-pound girl, gaining 10 pounds is doubling your weight, but when you were a 350-pound boy, 10 pounds is basically a morning poop. My blood pressure was 127 over 75. My heart was in sinus rhythm, My my resting heart rate while at the hospital was 61 or 60. No edema, no swelling in the shins and in the ankles. Passed all the stethoscope tests, and honestly, that man looks at me like I'm some sort of unicorn. Like, I feel like the active compliance by people in a cardiology like age or any kind of compliance age. I think even cancer and other things like that for, like, single white middle-aged dudes is so low, and that's why there's this sort of reputation that chronic diseases are a life sentence, and that once you catch a chronic disease such as heart failure or heart disease or diabetes 2, type 2 diabetes, or any of these other things, there's this sort of belief that these are life sentences, sort of like herpes. They're not like herpes. The reason why there's so much suppression on the fact that you can cure organ failure and that you can cure heart disease, heart failure, you can cure, and by cure, it's a lowercase c. Like, I'll never be the same, but all the, it's sort of like that shot that you get if you have if you're HIV positive, that can repress and suppress. I hate people who don't enunciate in the proper syllable. Oh, Rappahannock Coffee is closed. Rappahannock Coffee is closed. I'm walking by Rappahannock Coffee, the coffee shop I never went to, because it was honestly too ghetto for me. Like, for whatever reason, it just didn't feel she enough. I'm more McCafe than McDonald's, baby. I'm classy McClass face. The only reason I'm in love with Starbucks and Iditos is because it's just classy enough. They're just classy enough to make me feel McCafe and not feel like diner with alkaline, like coffee. Like, I would never go to a Waffle House to drink coffee, right? I go to Le Café pour moi. So anyway, so, like, he's completely blissed out. And he's the guy who, wink, 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 recommended a carnivore diet. He's kind of backing away from that now. The last time we spoke, he wanted to also integrate what he called fruit. And by fruit, he means courgette, zucchini, I mean yellow squash. He means olives, he means avocados. And now, in addition to a carnivore diet, he wants me to frequent farmers markets and then get to know the farmers and buy my vegetables, any kind of vegetables, but vegetables that were like literally grown in my local environ. So when I was dating Michelle Nolan, which was my PhD in Martha Stewart, we used to go to fancy restaurants. And one of the things about like fancy bistros in DC at the time, and this was in the late 90s, early 2000s, was the idea of the seasonal menu. And the seasonal menu suggested that you would only have menu items that would be available during the season that you were in. So spring has spring vegetables and produce. Fall has fall produce. Winter has winter produce, and summer has summer produce. Now that's how Dr. Lux wants me to eat. He wants me to mostly do meat. He wants me to, of course, continue to include olives and avocados, even though they're not grown around here. He thinks they're very high fat and low carb. But, you know, he wants me to invest my time on seasonal produce. So I actually might go back to that box service I used to receive back in the beginning of this podcast, like 3 or 4 years ago. But what's better is on the walk from that I'm taking right now between my apartment and Idito's Social and Coffee Club, there is a little park in front of the Wegmans, not Wegmans, in front of the, it's not Wegmans, is it Wegmans? No, it's not Wegmans, it's whatever that convenience store is that doesn't have any self-frickin' checkout. It is so annoying to buy stuff from. It has a giant W that's the same kind of shape as the logo for Washington, Washington Senators. Washington, not Capitals, that's Washington, fuck, I don't know. I don't do sports. I'm not a fan of sports ball. Anyway, so every Sunday, rain or shine, there are West Virginia farmers that come there and they offer their produce all season, all year long. So I think I'm going to, on Sundays when I work, I think I'm going to bring my amazing over-shoulder boulder holder bag. And on Sundays, I will get out earlier and I will grab as many locally produced vegetables and produce as I can for the rest of the week. And when I said to him, the carnivore people say that things like, I don't know, nightshades, whatever nightshades are. I think nightshades are like tomatoes and eggplants, or things like broccoli and so forth have these like anti-don't-eat-me molecules that mess you up and make you inflate like a balloon. And screw with your health. And he's like, that might be true, but it's a little bit like working out. Like, if you look at the metrics and the science, working out isn't good for you. Like, it spikes your insulin, and it spikes your blood pressure, and it spikes your adrenaline, and your heart rate goes up, and you sweat like a pig, and you dehydrate, and so forth. But when you're done, your body responds by becoming more durable and able to, you know what? Reminded me of the Iocane powder thing. Remember from Princess Bride when, not Buttercup, his name's not Buttercup. As You Wish, dude, pirate, whatever, the bad pirate William, I don't remember. Remember how he defeated the bad guy, the guy from... Where are mafioso from? They're from not Sardinia. They're from Sicily. Remember when he was face to face with the Sicilian, and it was a game of eating Iocane powder, the most poisonous powder known to man, and the pirate Robert. Anyway, he spent many years becoming tolerant to Iocane powder, and over time he became immune to it. That's sort of like what exercise and good health and and putting your body through the stresses of life in order to become stronger is sort of like Iocane powder, right? Like people, when they say, what is the best exercise? The answer is true. And I know you think it's bullshit. You hate it when they answer like that. But the answer is, the best exercise is the activity that you like doing and you'll do moderately for the rest of your entire life. Like, I feel like for me, the de facto is just this walking, walking, walking every day. Like, just by virtue of moving through my life, I get my 10,000 steps, whether I want them or not. All it took was getting rid of a car and a motorcycle and anything that keeps me from doing that. Mind you, I walk slower than my 75-year-old mom. Actually, I walk more slowly than my cremated mom in a koa box on my windowsill. So I'm not necessarily doing the most benefit in terms of huffity-duffity, puff-puff-puff, huffity-duffity, puff-puff-puff. Oh, today, talking about huffity-duffity, puff-puff-puff, at 1,700 hours, I'm heading off to the gym to restart my best-laid plans of mice and men, which is to say, I have a JE Fit app all set up with the workouts that I plan to do, and I plan to do them every other day and very lightly. And when I get strong enough that, honestly, the day after doing all the exercises in a row, the day that the next day I feel like someone hit me with a truck, then I'll start breaking them apart like an actual weightlifter who breaks push day and pull day and breaks up leg day, you know, and all that kind of thing. So once I evolve to the point where I am pushing enough weight and my tendons, bones, joints, and muscles start quaking from the effort and the strain and the stress, is the moment I will pivot into doing a workout routine that demands that day off, but also demands breaking the body into pieces so that you can maybe get, when you lift really heavy, allowing 2 days for that particular muscle group to recover is never a bad idea, especially when you have old man strength as a 53-year-old man. And that's it. Doctor wants me to get a colonoscopy, and doctor also wants me to get an echocardiogram of my heart, because he says that I might have a bicuspid or bi or tri or quad, like a bifurcated bi whatever valves in my heart. And he wants to see how much that bad boy is leaking and all the other fun stuff associated with it. So love you guys. Hope you all had a wonderful long holiday weekend. Happy December. You have 25 days until Christ was born. I'll talk to you soon. Lots of love. Mahalo. Aloha. You need to remember, you can't forget that it's Aloha Friday. 2 days till Monday. 3 days till Monday. It's Aloha Friday. Is it 2 days or 3 days till Monday? I guess it's 2 days till Monday, because I don't think they play this song until Pauhana on Friday, which is to say like 5 p.m. Pauhana means end of work. So I think maybe then it's 2 days till Monday. Aloha, mahalo, hafa day, ciao.
Thank you for listening to The Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time.